Welcome to the Top 8 Movies podcast, presented by Top 8 Media. Every week we share top 8 lists from movie lovers across the globe. We also dive into actors and actresses' top 8 movies according to IMDb scores. And hear mini reviews from our resident film reviewer, Mike Morgan, as he reflects on his top 8 films of each of the last 34 years. We have special edition top 8 lists on more specific topics from the movie industry. Send us your top 8 list to be read out on future episodes. Just DM us on Instagram at top_8_media. Thanks for tuning in, and let's crack on with the show. Welcome back, everybody, to Top 8 Movies from Top 8 Media. My name is Owen Morgan. I'm sat down with my co-host, Jessica Rose Johnson, and we talk all things movies through the power of Top 8 lists. Today, we have something a little different. So not quite a special edition episode, but in a way, it kind of is. So we're doing a director's battle. Now, there is a story to how this has come to be, and it's not necessarily a good one as such, but not a big issue. So we sat down, we thought, let's do Martin Scorsese. Why not? That'd be really, really fun. I said, Dad, send me a Martin Scorsese list. Adam's like, on it. Love to do that. So we've got their two lists. There's no industry list today, which is fun. Then came the problem. I started to compile my list and went, oh shit, I've only seen like six. What do we do now? This has never happened in the history of the show on episode 36. And I said, Jess, how are you getting on? And she's had four. Was it four? Sounded like four. And I was like, this is a disaster. So before we go on to say who we're going to do, how did you feel about that moment, Jess?
I was really, really glad when you reached out and said that you were struggling too, because I looked and thought, okay, well, I've seen four. I've definitely remember seeing two all the way through. The other two, it's been a while. Okay. And I started looking at other movies, and a couple of them, I was like, how have I not seen this? And I thought, there's no way I'm going to be able to watch enough movies to come up with a list that would be fair. So I was really glad when you reached out. I felt validated in not being alone in that, but also kind of shocked that I hadn't, though. So I don't know. I'm glad that we kind of have a little duel here with the director, but very surprised.
Yeah, me too. I felt a bit shameful as a movie buff. I was like, holy shit. And obviously he's done a lot of older stuff, which did really, really well. So that didn't help, because I think you've either seen it or you haven't. And some of his other stuff was really, really good. I can't wait to actually celebrate the stuff I have seen here today. That's going to be really fun. And I deliberately, on the poster, I've not mentioned who the other person is. It's a mystery director. But I haven't done that before. It was exciting. So our director, I personally think, couldn't be any more different to Martin Scorsese. They are completely different styles of directors. So Martin Scorsese is all about, how do I do this without being derogatory about our guy, which I really like? Deeper storytelling, a little bit slower paced, a little bit more gritty. That's what I'd say. Like a grittier, darker, cinema nouveau kind of storytelling type stuff. But we're going for all out, guns blazing, action, you know, a slightly silly script, but awesome special effects, explosions, some true story stuff in there, and some just awesome chemistry stuff in the mix. So we are doing, everyone, a Michael Bay. So it's Martin Scorsese versus Michael Bay. So when I said to you, Jess, we kind of were thinking about different ones, but I said, yeah, how about Michael Bay? And you were up for having a look. So as you did that, were you like, oh, this is quite interesting? Because I hadn't really thought about him, really, someone we'd even cover. When I actually looked at his stuff, I was like, there's some fun stuff. This is a fun list.
I definitely think that something as watching a movie tying to who the director was specifically with the movie, I was like, okay, I know he's done some big stuff. What has he done? So then looking at it, I'm like, oh, that was him. Oh, yeah, that was him. Oh, that was him. Oh, that's so cool. And it's cool to be able to put all of them together and see, like you were describing Scorsese's lists and how you described him as a director, I think was really great. And seeing the different style and the types of movies that they tell even. So that was pretty exciting.
Yeah, I think I was the same. I was like, oh, really? Oh my God, really? So yeah, this is probably like one of the funnest ones I've done because like it's so much surprise all the way through. Because I go in always knowing like, yeah, I love him. I love all the stuff he's done. I knew this would be it. But I was like this, complete curveball as I was looking. So yeah, we're going to start with a Martin Scorsese, My Dad's List. Then we'll do two Michael Bays and then finish up with some more Martin Scorsese action. So I get that you're going to probably vote everyone based on who your favorite director is and maybe the lists. But I think that's why it's going to be very fascinating to see what our audience is into. So let's kick off with Mike's list. He is in position A for today's voting. He's obviously doing Martin Scorsese. So I'll hand over to Jess, as always, to tell us what films are included and what years, because this is a really interesting one because he's got a big, long career, old Martin. So let's find out how that spans. So over to you, Jess.
All right, jumping in the number 8 spot, Aviator from 2004. Number 7, The Departed, 2006. Number 6, Cape Fear, 1991. Number 5, Taxi Driver, from 1976. Number 4, Wolf of Wall Street, 2013. Number 3, Raging Bull, 1980. Number 2, Goodfellas, from 1990. And number 1, Gangs of New York, from 2002.
Lovely. Thank you very much. So as always, we'll sort of like have a little chat about the list as we go. But let's start off just with seeing what we've seen. So I've seen 1, 2, 3, 4 of them. Have you beat me? Let me know.
I've seen 3 on his list. Ooh. I've seen bits and pieces of a couple, but not enough to be able to claim I've actually seen the whole movie.
So now I'm intrigued to see which one you haven't. So let's go through the list together. This will be really fun. We'll say whether we've seen it or not and what our thoughts are. So Aviator, have you seen that?
Nope.
I've seen it, and from what I remember, it was good. Leonardo DiCaprio, I think it was really well made, but that's as far as it goes. I really don't recall much memory, so I don't want to fake it. 7, The Departed, have you seen?
Yes.
Yay. Ding, 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 ding. I love this. I thought Matt Damon was in. I think it's Mark Wahlberg, Matt Damon, wasn't it? Undercover police officers and stuff, and there's lots of twists and turns, and I just thought it was really well made, really gritty. I thought everyone performed really well. What are your thoughts on that one?
I actually even rewatched some of it recently. I didn't quite get to catch it all the way through, and Jack Nicholson's in it as well. I think it's a really dynamic cast, and it's fun to see, since this movie was almost 20 years ago. It's crazy to think that, but it's fun to see a lot of these actors 20 years ago and how they all came together for the movie. So I enjoyed it.
Definitely. And to think where some of those guys have gone, like with Matt and Mark, the kind of careers they've had since 2006. I mean, it's like, what an amazing film to have been in and then to springboard from there. So that was really, really cool. Cape Fear, 1991. So yeah, neither of us have seen that. Move on. Taxi Driver. No, neither of us have seen that. I appreciate these are all classics and we should be 20% ashamed. Not 40%, 20% ashamed. 4th is Wolf on Wall Street. Of course, we've both seen that. Leonardo DiCaprio and Margot Robbie. And an amazing scene with my hero, Matthew McConaughey, and that scene in the restaurant's so good. I love this. I really liked it. I thought it was really good. I know a lot of people said it was a little bit too long and some of the scenes were quite drawn out, but I was in it. I was in it to stick with it. So I knew it was going to be long and I just really liked it. I thought everyone's performances were great and the story was interesting enough to keep me going. How was it for you?
I actually watched this recently in the last 6 months, I think it was. So it was definitely, I don't know, I guess it wasn't really what I was expecting. I didn't know what to expect. Just a lot of people had said how great it was. And I'd watched it. I was on a business trip in the group I was with. I was telling them how I hadn't seen this movie based on one of our podcast recordings. And all of them had seen it. And all of them said, oh my gosh, you have to see this movie. So that was also kind of cool and a bit nostalgic. When I think back, I got to watch this movie with a whole group of people. I think that experience was really cool. If I was watching it on my own, I probably would have been just tinkering with other stuff in the background and maybe not really fully invested into the movie.
Yeah, so true. Yeah, you know, when you start picking things up, you know, like fiddling with some stuff, or like, I know if I'm losing it, I go on IMDb and I'm like, oh, what was that actor in? And then I start looking up, oh my God, they're in that. And then you're like, oh shit, I just missed a bit. And then you know, it's time to turn it off, guys. So I'm really strict now. If I go anywhere near my phone, I'm watching a film, it's over. Film shouldn't be allowing me to do that. It should be banned. So yeah, that's a good one. Raging Bull, I haven't seen that. Nor is Jess shaking her head. Goodfellas, I feel like I really should see that at some point. Seems like a bit of a legendary flick. And then Gangs of New York is in top spot. So yeah, I don't remember, again, I don't remember too much. I remember really liking it. I remember I had mixed reviews, but I from what I remember, it was again very well acted, very well paced. Had slow periods in it, but I just thought it was a character driven film. And I think some people are up for Oscars for that. So that has to mean something. So Jess, I know you really liked it, didn't you? Gangs of New York.
Yes. And it's based on true events. So some of the characters have true story asks about them, but based on true events in New York, I loved it. It's definitely in my top, at least my top 100 movies, maybe even my top 50 movies. And I love the soundtrack. I think just how it played out and the pace and the speed and just the amazing actors that really brought all these characters to life. It's just, it's a really good movie. And it's one of those I've seen more than once. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, big love for that. I think top spot is completely fair enough. If I was looking at the ones I've seen, I'd put it at top as well. I think it'd be Gangs of New York, The Departed, Wolf on Wall Street, and Aviator. How would you list your three, Jess?
I'd probably Gangs of New York would definitely be number one for me. And then maybe Wolf on Wall Street, number two, and then The Departed. Kind of a toss-up between The Departed and Wolf on Wall Street, but definitely, hands down, Gangs of New York would be number one.
Well, that's good, because in a multiverse, in an alternative universe, in our top three media company, we have a different list. So vote away on the top three, guys. That doesn't exist. It's not an option. Sorry. So yeah, thank you, Dad. Thank you, Mike. He's our resident film reviewer. He always does the film release year episodes we do. We focus on a year. So I'm really grateful for him getting involved in some of these as well. Really, really fun. Cool. Right. Let's jump in to my list, a Michael Bay list. So we've got a nice little range of years. I'll try and remember to say them all as I go. It's a new thing we're doing, so I'm still adjusting to saying it. But I appreciate, Jess, for you putting all the years in. It's really, really helpful. All right. Let's kick off with The Island, 2005, so Ewan McGregor and Scarlett Johansson. You can't go wrong with both of those guys. I watched the trailers like about 5 or 6 days ago, and I've forgotten some of them already. So later on, Jess is going to tell us the storyline to The Island, because I'm having a mental block. So we will talk about that later. I know I liked it. In seventh place is Pearl Harbor, 2001. So yeah, I appreciate, again, it could be a little bit long. And we're all like counting down in some morbid, weird way for the attack on Pearl Harbor, because I guess that's the way our brains are wired. But that scene at the time was incredible. The way they filmed it and the emotion. And oh my God, you got to know all the characters and the run-up, and you like, felt for everybody. And then this the love story of Ben Affleck, you're like, oh yeah. And it's very, very emotional. And I know it's a bit like Titanic. It's very character driven, and people are like, oh, just get on with it. But a bit like Titanic, I think the story helps the emotion of the action have more impact. So I'm all for it. So Pearl Harbor it is. Sixth is Transformers, 2007. So there's quite, you know, I'm trying to see what other Transformers he was involved in, but I purely went for the first one because at the time it was, oh, wow, this is really cool. You know, all like the special effects of all the robots and interacting with the humans and how, yes, they're coming to fight on our planet, but, you know, they're not trying to cause any harm. And I used to love Transformers as a kid, so I was always going to like this. I've missed the last few, actually. I need to get back on it. I haven't seen Bumblebee yet. I'm so behind. But the first one was just one of a kind, really. It was so different. So I just wanted to give it lots of love. And yeah, they're just bashing them out constantly, aren't they? So many of them. Fifth, I've gone old school, 1996 with The Rock. I love Sean Connery. And Nicolas Cage is absolute legend. This was around the time of Con Air and Face Off and all the good flicks and stuff. And this was like your classic one when it was like chemical warfare and the end of the world and the bad guy, the only guy that knows stuff to help us, and he has to work with the government and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, it was a classic 90s storyline stuff, but it was so fun and it was in that era, and I just always remember it as a kid. So good. Speaking of that era, 1995 is Bad Boys for Life. Not that for life, I just said for life, because that's a big day, but it's the first Bad Boys. Again, that was very different too. There was some cop stuff, banter cop stuff in that era, but Bad Boys, I think, was head and above all the other cop stuff that was out there. Just the right blend of good script, bit of silliness, good bit of action, and just classic cop caper action. Loved it. Third spot is Six Underground, which would make sense because that was in my last episode on Ryan Reynolds, so it's actually got higher up this time round in this list. But yeah, if you didn't know already, it's ensemble cast. They're sort of like criminals, you know, the worst of the worst in many ways. Not super violent or anything, but just, you know, hackers and just some ex-military stuff in there as well. And I just thought the cast was awesome. It was so fun, action-packed, and just awesome, and all headed up by Ryan Reynolds. In my second spot is 13 Hours. We talked about this in another episode. Was it Ridley Scott? No. Anyway, it came up recently, so my brain is now ticking along. 2016. It's 13 hours, so based on a true story, true events of a team that couldn't get additional support in, and they had to protect the sort of embassy that they were in, and it's just all out gun warfare. And we talked about a lot before. I'll let maybe Jess touch on a little bit, but it's so well made and it's so intense. And I was like, oh my God, and you love all the characters as well. It's just really, really rough watching it. I just thought it was absolute masterpiece, really. And well done to Michael Bay for everything he'd done there. Now, I've got to try and keep calm for my number one spot. Very, very calm. Because I watched the trailer just before we recorded, and I was like, this film was incredible. And Jess needs to watch it immediately. I expect her to, do it ASAP. So this is Jake Gyllenhaal, who is incredible in this. His character is so, like, is he a bastard, bad guy? Why is he? He's trying to help his brother. Oh, so his brother is ex-military and he got screwed over by the American military and the government. And they want to go on a heist, and his brother's like a bit of a naughty boy. He's a bit of a criminal underground stuff. So he takes him on this mission to do a heist. It all goes horribly wrong. It's pretty much just those two left. And then they sort of kidnap a police officer that had been shot in that robbery. And then they're with the paramedic. So they get rid of the other paramedic, and it's a female paramedic on there, and they hijack the ambulance, and they're sort of going on the run through the city, and they're being chased down by the police and everything and interrogators and all this. And it's just the relationship between two brothers, incredible. The other brother's got kids and he's like, his life is going to end. How are they going to get out of this? And then you've got the paramedic who's like scared and trying to convince them. There's so many storylines and dynamics. And classic Michael Bay, there's just like really fast chases and explosions and like really intense dialogue between the two brothers and people getting injured and shot and all this. Oh my God, it's just the best. And all based on an ambulance. Just running around the city in an ambulance. Can't go wrong. 2022, so very recent. Guys, I love it so much. And if my pitch isn't enough for you to vote, then there's nothing more I can do, really. I love it so much, and I probably need to watch it again this week. And I will. So I will leave it there. And thank you, Jess. Yeah, 13 hours. So the best of 2016. Yeah, of course it was. Yeah, that was quite. I think that's not out as we're talking. Actually, that's due to come out. So yeah, thank you for that. Really, really fun. Right. And breathe. So Jess, what do you think of my Michael Bay action?
I love how much you love Ambulance. Hearing you pitch it makes me say, okay, maybe I'll put it higher up on my to be watched list. I'm like, man, this is But I think this is the third time we've talked about Six Underground. So that is definitely on my to be watched list. The rest of them I have definitely seen. So yeah, I think a pretty good list. I think you can definitely tell some of our differences in movies. We have some similarities in our list, but some difference in spots. So we'll see. I don't know. You pitched Ambulance really well. You have me convinced. I think you might pull a lot of people over for list B.
Well, there's two in yours that I don't have. So I think they could swing, especially that number six spot you got there. I sort of slipped up a little bit there, so I could pay a heavy, heavy price. So after the break, we will find out what is in sixth position and why I'm trembling. And welcome back, everybody. So we are now going to be taking a look at another Michael Bay, and at the end we'll be doing Martin Scorsese again, so wrapping up quite nicely there. But Jess, let's find out how you differ from me and why we think people would be swayed more by yours. Let's find out. Let's dive in.
All right. In my number eight spot, I have The Rock from 1996. You did a good pitch. One thing that I love about this movie, I love Alcatraz. So, side note, I'd actually been there, but I didn't get to tour it. There was like a weather situation. I don't know. It was really weird. But anyway, so I really, when going through this list, I thought that was super fun because I was like, oh yeah, I remember like looking out towards Alcatraz and really wanting to go tour it. So it's interesting because this movie, you know, a little bit about that. In my number seven spot, I put the original Transformers from 2007 with Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox. I think it was really well done and a great introduction to a series that has gone on to make a lot of great movies since then. I have the number six spot. Are you ready for it? Armageddon. From 1998, it has an amazing great cast like Bruce Willis, Billy Bob Thornton, Ben Affleck, Liv Tyler, and such just a great movie. My husband loves this movie too. So they are going after an asteroid that's going to impact Earth. So kind of science-y, but this whole greater good situation, you know, so the hero, like, we got to go and we got to take care of this to save everybody. So I really love that. And it has some twists and turns in there, of course, like any great movie, and how it ends up, you don't expect it ending the way it ends. So not going to spoil it. In my number fifth spot is where I have Bad Boys, Bad Boys. I love it. Such a fun movie, a good classic. And they've made a couple since then, which are great too. The dynamics between Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are just really, really great through that movie. In my number four spot is where I have Pearl Harbor. Obviously, it's a bit of historical content, but being able to tell stories that were true in a sense, like this happened to people all the time. I actually was at a meeting with our Library of Records, and they were talking about a woman who was widowed multiple times during the Confederate War. So this just kind of makes me think of that as during that time, you know, it's a huge life event for our country, but the world, and also big life events for each individual involved in it. So beautiful story. In the number third spot, I did pick another Transformers movie, but I went with The Last Knight because I feel like with the Transformers movies, there's almost this like little set over here and little set over here. So I went with The Last Knight from 2017. I love Mark Wahlberg's character kind of taking on the lead, and Anthony Hopkins' character and the dang robot just were so much fun. If you haven't seen it, I definitely think it's a really good one with different dynamics. And I love how they play into kind of the history of the Transformers and the Protectors. So super fun. I too have 13 Hours from 2016 in my number two spot. Again, we spoke about this in the Best of 2016, where I couldn't believe I didn't really have it on my list. And it is based on a true story, one that is very devastating to America, and a lot of people refuse to forget the events that led up to it and the event itself. So I think it's great that we have such a beautiful movie made to be able to tell the story of these people. In the number one spot, taken from your number eight spot, is The Island from 2005 with my man, Ewan McGregor, and Scarlett Johansson. This one's really fun, kind of sci-fi futuristic. And some of the things that I always remember is they're living in this basically bubble of a colony. And everything is kind of controlled and set out for them. What you wear, what you eat. You go to the bathroom in the morning and it analyzes your urine to tell you, oh, you have too much cholesterol. You can't eat bacon in the morning. So it's fun to see the dynamics on how Scarlett and Ewan's characters meet and how they start to learn and discover this safe colony they're living in isn't really what they think it is. So it comes out, I'm not sure if this is like a spoiler or not, but it comes out that they're clones. So it has to deal with this battle between, if they're clones, does that mean, are they still human? Is their life still important? Does their life still matter? So being able to batter those dynamics as they get out of the colony, and then what do they do from here on? So it's really, really cool movie. I love the main actors in it, and also just the story itself is very unique too. So anyway, there's my pitch. I put Island as number one, even though I did not see Ambulance. Maybe when I see it, it might get on my list, but it is not going to bump The Island from my list. That's for sure.
Well, I can't argue with that. When you know, when you love something, you love something, you know, nothing's going to shift it. And now you told me this storyline, as every episode, my new brand is Regret and Sorrow. That's going to be my new thing now. Right. Realize I make mistakes as the episodes unfold. So that's my new thing, man. It's my new, whatever they call it, stamp, whatever it is. But yeah, I remember now the clone thing and everything. Yeah, it was really, really good. So would have bumped it up, but it's too late, guys. It's my number eight. At least it's featured. That's good. And yeah, we match on the second one, so that's really, really fun. Transformers Last Night, I'm trying to think, don't think I've seen it yet, so I think that probably would have featured. So I will, I definitely think I'm going to put that on my list for the next week or two, actually. That'd be really fun. Yeah, like you said, Pearl Harbor, lovely pitch, better than my pitch, to be fair. So between us, we're giving it some love. Bad Boys, oh, not quite if we're going to match, not quite. Armageddon. Yeah, it's an absolute classic, isn't it? It's a classic for our age group, especially. It's a classic, I think. 1998, both of us. That's a formative time in our lives to be blown away by cool movies. 1998, for sure. And I remember the time, wasn't it like Deep Impact came out? And that was like around the same time, maybe slightly afterwards. It was Armageddon versus Deep Impact. And we all knew that Armageddon was better. Deep Impact was good, though. That gave Armageddon even more respect out there, I think. Oh, same year. Okay, lovely. Cheers, Jess. That's great. But yeah, the cast is awesome in that. And, you know, there's always going to be heartbreaking bits at the end as well. But they had that really famous song, didn't it, to go with it? Was it Need More Research? Research? What was the song that came with Armageddon? Oh, man, it's going to annoy me. It was like a rock band, wasn't it? An American rock band. I can see it in my head. I can see it.
I don't want to miss a thing.
Oh, I can miss a thing, yeah. So that helps films as well get remembered forever. A bit like Titanic, wasn't it, with Celine Dion? You get the song to go with it, you set for life. That's great. Transformers, there's a lot of us just being one slot out today, which is quite interesting. And then The Rock, it's a little bit low for my liking, but we're going to let it go. But I just, Nicolas Cage in that era, I just thought it was a bit of a ledge. So, you know, I think it's really interesting looking at Michael Bay's stuff. I thought, like, I knew it'd be quite cheesy, but it's some good quality stuff in there. It's not like really trashy, if you see what I mean. Some good stuff. And I just want to show Michael Bay some love, because he gets a little bit of like, oh, Michael Bay just makes silly films. And hang on a second. So, you know, when you see Ambulance, you're like, this guy knows what he's doing. And I can't say any more about it. Ambulance, 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 Ambulance. You know, it's absolutely epic. So there you go. You've got your two Michael Bays, guys. up against each other. So I'll be interested if you're a Michael Bay fan, which one you like, and then between the two Martin Scorsese's. So we will do the next Martin Scorsese next. I will take us through that. There's one different one. So yeah, let's see if that could swing it. Because when I was doing the list, I was trying to think if I'd seen this one. It's about to come up. His eighth place is The Departed, 2006. His seventh spot is The Irishman, 2019, which I think was Robert De Niro, if I remember rightly, was in that one. Sixth spot is Wolf on Wall Street, 2013. Then he has Raging Bull at fifth, 1980. Fourth is Goodfellas, 1990. Whenever I see that, all I can think about is the pizza, fortunately. Third slot is Gangs of New York, 2002. Casino, it's really cool to see that here today. I think I've seen that, 1995. And in first place, Taxi Driver, 1976. So he's got top spot, and that was fifth on Mike's list. So that's quite interesting. Wolf of Wall Street slightly lower. I'm very surprised Departed is so low on both lists, I have to say. Maybe I've misremembered it. Maybe it was as good as I thought. Because I really respect both of these guys here. So interesting. But yeah, before what I think about the Scorsese stuff, you know, I think the reason I haven't seen it, I love to see what you think, Jess, but for me, when I'm looking at those years, I was too young to have watched them within a decade, maybe not so much Goodfellas. And because of that, I just don't think I would have to go back. I would have to actively go back and be told to go back. See what I mean? My dad would have to be like, hey, you should go back and watch Raging Bull. You should go back and watch Taxi Driver. But I didn't have that influence. So I was watching things around my time. And I think that's why I missed most of it. I was a kid. I just wouldn't have watched it. So yeah, what do you think, Jess, about that? I never thought about that. And all the shows we've done, that's probably a thing for me, actually. I don't often go back, to be honest. Do you often go back to things? Like, I think the furthest I've gone back is probably like E.T. or something. I haven't really done anything from the 70s, really.
I think that within a niche, I've gone back, but not that much. Like, I'm a big Audrey Hepburn fan. So I've gone back and watched a lot of her movies specifically. But like you said, I mean, that's a good point. A couple of these movies were before I was born. And then a couple of them, I still would have been young, grade school, you know, kindergarten, first grade kind of thing. And probably the content of the movie wasn't a little bit appropriate around that time. I think that seeing where Departed fell, and since we've both seen The Departed, seeing where it fell on both of our gentlemen's lists here, that could probably tell us some of these movies where it's like, wow, if this movie we did see, or Wolf on Wall Street, right? There's still some movies above Wolf on Wall Street. We've both seen that one. Maybe they might be something we could go back and look at. I definitely think that makes a difference, though, what we're tied to, even in music. We're tied to things when it comes out, where we were in our life at that time. So I think movies are probably about the same there too.
Yeah, true. Yeah, very, very good point. And I think from the bits that I know about all these films, from my film studies, A-level and stuff, where we used to talk about all these things, is they're solid. They're just solidly well-made movies for that era. They were like, they stood out. They were pretty epic. They had their time to flourish, I think. And I think they're not even cult classics. They're just classics. They're not even cult. Huge followings. And the epic list. I'd be really, really fascinated to see, to be honest, who's going to win out of Adam Mike and who's going to win out of you and me, you know, in this sort of director battle. That's going to be really, really interesting because they're very similar lists on both sides. And I'm looking at the two and I can't even decide between the two. Maybe my dad's because of Gangs of New York, perhaps, but Casino, from what I remember, was really, really good. And he's got that. So it could be the Casino Gangs of New York battle, perhaps. And for you, for us, it would be Ambulance versus The Island. Because we both got similar stuff underneath that.
Yeah.
But yeah, awesome. Well, we're all wrapped up, guys. So it's A, B, C, and D. Go over to Instagram right now and vote. As we said, we kept Michael Bay a secret. So you'll see it as... like, I don't know, outside, yeah, mystery director or something. But don't tell anybody. So just vote for the letter But don't allude to who the director is. We want to get people over for excitement. So keep it quiet, guys. But yeah, please let us know what you think about these lists. It's a little bit different today. We won't be doing this very often because we'll smash through too many people too quickly and then we'll run out of people. So don't get used to this, guys. This was a really awkward situation where I picked the topic without researching my watching ability of it. So that's on me. But yeah, this was super, super fun. And, you know, with a lot of episodes now. So it's nice today to actually have lists which are a bit different because we're seeing a lot of the same stuff. We really are now. But this felt different today. There's stuff we haven't seen before. Yeah, because it's true, isn't it, Jess? It's like, you know, we did the Ryan Reynolds one in the last episode and loads of new films had come up that we haven't really talked about yet. So it's going to be really interesting, isn't it? As like we get to episodes 50, 60 and 70. If that's going to still happen, it's going to be interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. It'll be really cool to see how far this goes, how niche can we get or how much wider that we get on some of these topics, and then seeing if we have any other audience members who really love a certain niche, what can we get to? Like, I loved your basically solo actor films. Like, that was such a cool niche one to see what other niches out there that we haven't even thought of. That'll be really cool too.
Yeah, definitely, because we're like, it doesn't matter if a lot of the films come up because it's quite interesting seeing if the films change. Like, my Six Underground in this one is a different position than the last episode. So it's actually quite interesting. And the more time you hear the same films, it'll be really interesting to see, yeah, just kind of which films win out quite a lot. And then that will be revealed. Maybe on the 100th episode, we'll be like, these are the films that will be most selected. And it'll be a top eight. And it would be, well, what a hell of a bit of admin that would be for me. But it would be really cool, actually, to see what gets the most mentions. But I don't think we're going to run out anytime soon. We could probably do like a 70s one and then see. We can always mix it up, can't we, guys? Always. Which is great. So, yeah, thank you for listening. So go and vote away on that one. And for anybody listening that gets to the end of these episodes, I'd like to give you a little bit of goss. So what do we got coming up, guys? Let's take a look. So we got 2015 next up. I did the industry list for that. Some good films that year. And then we've got Scarlett Johansson, which will be really fun. We do try and cover as many female creators as we can. So that's going to be really interesting to see what she's up to. Then we've got comedy films, which is going to be really fun. So just pure, straight, traditional comedy, not dramas with some comedy in it, proper comedy. So that's going to be amazing. You know, you're talking like your Anchorman, you know, proper. This is what it's meant to be. They've got 2014 and Idris Elba, which I'm super pumped for. And then James Cameron, which is going to be really, really interesting. He's done some really good stuff. So that's what you've got to look forward to, guys. But please influence us, DM us, tell us what topic we are like, oh my God, how could you have not done this yet? Then we'll get on it. We'll probably do another animation one soon as well, because we only done one so far. And I feel like all the animating things is getting left out because we have a strict rule. So if you've got any ideas for that, I guess we could do a Pixar one perhaps. Yeah, because we did normal animation, didn't we? No, didn't we do Pixar? No, we did that in the first 10 episodes. Yeah, we did, when it was the original format. But that doesn't mean we couldn't do it, because that was just one list, wasn't it? So
yeah,
that was like highest grossing, I think. So we should do ours, because Soul, one of my favorites, never gets a mention. And obviously Wally's going to be top of mine, and will mean I win. That's always. Wally will always do well. But anyway, I'll leave it there, guys. I hope you are loving these little bit of gossipy bits at the end for all you loyal listeners. But yeah, thank you so much for voting. And I never mention it, but, you know, if you can go on to Apple or Spotify and just leave us a little cheeky 5-star review. You don't have to write anything. You just do the stars. We'd be really grateful, because it just helps more people find it. It's doing well. But with your help, we can make it do even better. Because this is meant to be just a really fun show to help anybody that maybe be struggling, because it's so fun. You know, we want this to help people with their mental health stuff. Just a fun thing to listen to. And I know for a lot of mental health people, watching films is a big thing. So if we can get into that community, that would be really, really awesome. Me and Jess are clearly, from our backgrounds, really, really supportive of that. So a nice little lovely bit at the end here. So thank you for watching, and we will see you all next time. Send us your top 8 list today to top_8_media. If you find it too hard to create your top 8 of all time, then why not a top 8 from a certain actor, actress, genre, or director? You can even make it more niche. For example, the top 8 films set in space. Your list could inspire, so join the top 8 media contributors today. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next week.